the Pauline privilege. The marriage to each other of two unbaptized persons establishes a natural marital bond only, as opposed to a supernatural bond, which occurs in a marriage between two baptized people. But if one of the unbaptized parties gets baptized, and the other, who is also opposed to Christianity, either parts or refuses to live with him or her in peace and without serious danger of grave sin against the faith or morals of the Christian party, the natural marriage bond is dissolved in favor of the supernatural marital bond at the moment when a sacramental marriage would afterwards be contracted. The natural marriage is dissolved by the baptized parties marrying a Catholic partner. This privilege comes from the authority of St. Paul. Quote, "If the unbeliever depart, let him depart." 1 Corinthians 7:15. This is therefore called the Pauline privilege. If it is used, it is not the baptism of the Christian party, but the subsequent Christian marriage that dissolves the previous natural marriage bond. Before the dissolution can take place, however, certain interpolations or official questions by the Church must be put to the departing unbaptized person, and these answered in the negative. There are two basic questions. One, whether he or she wishes to receive baptism. And two, whether he or she at least wishes to cohabit in peace with the baptized party, without interfering with the religious obligations of the convert. Canon 1144, paragraph 1, Code of Canon Law, 1983. It was stated above that a marriage between baptized persons which has been consummated can never be dissolved. For centuries, however, the popes have exercised the right to dissolve non-consummated marriages. For the two persons are not yet one flesh. Matthew 19:5. The contract has not, so to speak, been absolutely completed. For marriage consists of, one, the oral contract between the marrying couple, in Latin called ratum, the rite, or public ceremony of the vows, and two, the consummation of the marriage by natural sexual union, in Latin, consummatum. However, for a decree of nullity of the non-Catholic's baptism to be issued by the Catholic Church, there has to be an invalidating factor in the administering of the sacrament of baptism to the non-Catholic, e.g., the use of the wrong sacramental words, or the pouring of a liquid other than water. Decrees of nullity. Divorce must not be confused with decrees of nullity. We have seen that marriage is essentially a contract. It may be found after the marriage has taken place that for one reason or another, the contract was invalid right from the start. Possibly it did not constitute a free agreement on the part of both parties to the marriage. Or there was a dirimit impediment present, e.g., one of the parties was already married. The declaration that the marriage has never been a valid contract and therefore never a valid marriage is called a decree of nullity. This is vastly different from a divorce which attempts to break the bond of a ratified and consummated marriage. The decree of nullity is simply a declaration that the bond of marriage never existed. Obviously, what never existed cannot be broken. There is a huge difference between tearing up a genuine British pound note comparable to divorce, and declaring that another British pound note is a counterfeit, comparable to annulment. There are, of course, always some who are only too ready to calumniate the Church in this matter of divorce. An unbiased examination will reveal that she has always been scrupulously fair and just in deciding the matrimonial cases presented to her. She has never dissolved the bond of a ratified, consummated marriage, and never will do so. Nor has she ever granted an annulment without most careful consideration of the case.